Compass Media Networks. This is America's First News, This Weekend, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Restoring the common good. I'm Gordon Deal with Nicole Murray. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. Here's what's coming up this hour.
Two politicians on opposite sides of the political aisle have launched a project to understand the state of American anxiety.
Would you try it? Some workers say ketamine and psychedelics can boost performance on the job.
It's getting harder to pass simple tests on a website to prove you're not a robot. Here are some examples.
And why there's a debate about who gets the armrest in the middle seat of an airplane.
If you are sitting in a row of three seats, the window person gets control of the shade, the aisle person gets the convenience of standing up whenever they feel like it, and the middle seat person gets access to both armrests. That's kind of the unwritten rule that I have always heard. And apparently, a majority of respondents to this survey disagree with that.
Zach Wichter at USA Today on why the middle seat should score the armrest. Well, policymakers in the U.S. are dealing with an electorate that is increasingly dissatisfied with their political leaders and their lives. A majority of Americans, including young Americans, believe the country to be headed in the wrong direction. Plus, national suicide rates are on the rise. Enter the Republican governor of Utah and a Democratic senator from the Northeast. Here's Morgan Chalfant, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief at Semaphore. Morgan, set this up.
Right. So Chris Murphy and Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox are joining together to start this initiative on, it's called Restoring the Common Good, but basically the idea is to try to look at why Americans are unsatisfied with their elected officials and with their lives, and kind of step back from the normal Washington infighting to try to get to the root of some of those problems and connect a little bit more with what people are feeling and, you know, in their families and in their communities. Interesting for sure, pair. You know, it's interesting whenever we see a bipartisan initiative like this in an election year. Happiness and loneliness and social media and that impact on children are issues that Chris Murphy and Spencer Cox both have cared about and focused on in their official roles. So it does make sense, but always interesting to see a pair like this.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, I think we'd probably all agree, and they might agree also, that some politicians are part of the root cause of the problem here.
Right. I think that's certainly part of it. I mean, it's very divisive politics that we're, you know, a divisive, divided electorate, divisive politics. And, you know, our leaders are, you know, getting in fights on Twitter or in person over, you know, kind of contentious policy issues and not really kind of paying attention to less politically divisive issues like happiness and how people are feeling. And so I think that's definitely a cause of it. And I think it's part of the challenge of an initiative like this, because yeah, you have to sort of remove that.
Right. All right. So restoring the common good is the project. How will these guys measure success?
So Chris Murphy, who I spoke to about this a few days ago, said that basically they'll have failed if no one, it will have registered with no one, no one will have listened, and no one emulates it. So their goal is pretty simple. They just want to kind of start a conversation that other people pick up and continue. So the idea is to begin a thread about looking at things in a little bit of a different way and trying to connect with, you know, the questions like, you know, the questions about why people are unhappy and what makes a good life and basic kind of philosophical questions like that, start a conversation and try to have that rub off on other people.
We're speaking with Morgan Chalfant, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief at Semaphore. Her story is called A Bipartisan Pair Aims to Solve America's Happiness Problem. It's a reference to Senator Chris Murphy, the Democrat from Connecticut, getting together with Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox to create the Restoring the American Good Project. So how do they start these conversations? I mean, are they going to go to schools? Hold news conferences? Like, what will they do?
Their plan is to go to have events in communities. So I think they're starting this Friday with an event in Salt Lake City. I don't know the particulars yet, but I think the goal is to meet with, you know, maybe local elected officials, local individuals there. Chris Murphy said they have plans for an event in Tennessee and perhaps one in Washington. They've also tapped a group of bipartisan policy experts, thinkers, to help them, a few people from AEI, some academics. So it's an initiative that also extends to sort of academia and some of the think tanks in DC.
And why these two particular politicians? You hinted at it earlier, but kind of peel those layers back.
So Chris Murphy has been focused for a while on, like I mentioned, loneliness and figuring out, you know, what makes people happy. Obviously, he's been a big voice in the gun violence and gun control debate. I think this sort of stems from that. And he actually told me that Senator Mitt Romney introduced him to Spencer Cox about a year ago, and the two have been talking for about a year about this. Spencer Cox obviously has been really focused in part on, you know, social media. They have a big social media law in Utah that's meant to sort of control children's access to it. And I think the way he thinks about that is mental health and in families and sort of coming at it from that way. And it seems like Chris Murphy was drawn to him in part because of that work.
Yeah. I love the effort. I just feel like sometimes these ideas never gain traction.
Right. Well, and also the question of, you know, how do you measure success? And what does it translate to concretely? I think that's a really big challenge for them.
Thanks, Morgan. Morgan Chalfont, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief at Semaphore. Coming up next, performance-enhancing drugs at the office.